just have you marry. Just to be Machtim. About 2 months ago, I think it was Shabbos, Pashki Siso, someone gave me a video to watch, Negate to the Mir dinner. Every year by the Mir dinner, they focus on a Rebbe or two, about him. So the past dinner by the Mir, they focus on Moshe Aaron Friedman. Rav Moshe Aaron Friedman, Beis Yeshaya, Rebbe about 20 years. 13 years ago, he got Yenamachlo, Yishun Shari Tzedek, he had chemo, and yet every single day he came to yeshiva. Sometimes he could not give shir. He came every single day. There are pictures on this video how he came with his Shari Tzedek begotten underneath him with his clothing on top, and how his hair was falling out and he still was in yeshiva, and how he turned yellow and green and he still was in yeshiva. A powerful video on how it came better, and the idea of how he told me, ma'am, 2 days ago, usually he's not my boss in Hanov, he's my father's boss usually, but he happened to me, he came on my boss, he sat next to me. So I asked him about what was happening, what happened. So he said first that coming to yeshiva to give shia, that was his chias. Without that, would not have been before. That's poshut. That was his chias. Boy, he explained to me, you know, you now leave Shari Tzedek. Certain things you don't put on the video. So his wife came every day for a Seder, sat next to his bed, and he went through a back entrance, and he left, and he knew the schedules when he could leave from one test to another test. And this went on for months, and they always came to the room, where is he? Well, the wife's there, he's somewhere. Bathroom, Beit Knesset, on the porch, somewhere. For months, till they chapped, and they got very upset at him. Very upset. Maisa, 2 days after that, I turned green and yellow, also. And the two doctors in the back over here, they forced me, and Rabbi Baum took me by hand to Ben Uri, forcing me to go then to Mi'un, and started my process. Maisa, I figured out the schedules. I've been there for a while now, for a couple of weeks. 2 weeks straight, Ben Azmanim. Lala said that they let me out. It was very nice. My kids were very loved seeing my pipes stick out of my stomach. They thought it was very cool, having a pipe sticking out of your stomach. Fine. But Maisa, I was waiting this morning till they took the blood test. I know, till it comes back, you have 2 hours. And I asked not the staff. The staff won't let you go. It's against protocol to leave. But for health reasons, I have a right to go. So I told them, can I go to Beit Knesset? They told me, yeah, you have an hour or two. So with that. But then again, as health reasons, I confirmed with the people who are not in the Negev Adova, it's okay that I'm here. I'm trying to be responsible. That will not lead to Chilul Hashem. Just, I assume we're having Minchi at 1:10. Ephraim Yehuda Kvidam Mincho, or Yehuda Ephraim, depends which one. Maybe at 1:09, say one capital, at regular speed, the Ikis Kavona, obviously, like all Davin, Ikis Kavona. One Shia Malas, just because it really depends. My result from blood tests, based upon it, Friday, I should have a surgery. The question is, what type of surgery? Either one that you have a pipe left sticking out, or one without a pipe left sticking out, or maybe they want to have surgery. Three options. We'll see. To daven anything specifically might be a nichol get a tefillah shav. So just daven before Shlomo. We have Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Beis and Beis. There are no more seats anywhere. I feel very bad. There's no more seats? Or chairs outside you can bring inside, sit down over here? Or some guys shift a little bit over? Anything? We have a mission of Kuchel Beis and Beis. The mission over there says you have a case of a cornvis, an anvil, the potesta grease him to crack knots. The Gemara says, what type of cornvis are we discussing? So Yudah says, a cornvis shall grease him. Why? Because of nafachim is osir. Because he holds a kli shumach le isir. It's also tzarek gufay. In fact, Tosfos Eidel Mais of Yudah Shita is that tzarek gufay is mutter. He says over here, since it's a cornice is Muchav Adav HaChoshev, and this is the Mocha Gua over here will be Machmer. Kemal Rabba, a second sheet that says, even a cornice of Anachtim is Mutter Letzarek Gufay. There's going to be a third sheet on Kufa Gimel and Beis. The Rava says, Klishim Lakta Isis Mutal Tzar Kufay and Tzarch Mekaymai. The Gemara is Mamshach, a case of a Maduchal over here, and a case of an Olai. Case of Maduchal, you have a pestle that you grind things inside. When there's shum, when there's garlic inside, you can metaltal. And when there is no shum inside, the Maisik cannot be metaltal. You might ask the question, why? I let's move the Tzar Kufay, Tzarch Mekaymai. The Gemara first brings down a text from Nechemya. Nechemya's sheet is one that Tanoim, a person cannot move a kli only in Tzarech Tashmishoi. What does that mean? It will be Machlikas Rashi and Toises on Daf Lam Avov. Does it mean Tashmish HaMiuchad or Tashmish HaMorgol? We'll get back to that. We'll learn the Sugi in Daf Lam Avov. When Maisa comes out in the Gek to Kli Shumak L'Isser, right now we have four sheets already. We have Rabbi Huda says Oslo Tzarech Gufim and Kaimai. We have Rabba that says Mutter only in Tzarech Gufay. Rabbi Kufal Kimel Bey says Mutter Tzarech Gufay and Tzarech Mekaimai. We have Nechemya and Kli Nittel El Tzarech Tashmishoi. These four sheets, that's the next Chavur of Ezra Hashem. Back to our sugya, the sugya of Chesor and Kis. The Gemara is Mamshuch, the sugya of Olai. You have this board over here that's made to crush things. Crush chitim. You come along and you want to cut boss on top of it. The loch is afterwards also a taltuloi. Also the metaltul. The Gemara starts off saying, why is going to have Nechemya Shito? And Kli Nittel El Tzarech Tashmishoi. The Gemara is Mamshuch, but once we heard in the name of Rab, you have a case of Besichi, Zayu, and Mizuri. These cases, Rashi explains, either Kli of the Tzaloyim, or Kli of Aroigim for weaving, that people are Miyachet for, says the Gemara, just like these Kalim are Kopet Alayu, or Miyachet Loi Mokoyim, here also the case of Olai is Nichne Gedav Chsarenkis. Adkan. So we basically have a sugi very clear, there are certain Kalim situations that Nichle and Chsarenkis. The first pshat in the sugya, when it says, is it chsor and kis, is it going back only in the case of Olai, or also in the case of Maducha? What's it going back upon? So the word of the Gemara is, Hei Nun, Rosh HaTevis. The Rashi opens it up, he says, Hani Nami, Losh and Rabim. And therefore Rashi says the idea of chsor and kis is going back on two cases, on Olai and Maducha. On both these cases, the reason why a person cannot move it, al chsor and kis. Tosfos on Kuf of Gimel, and Mashmos speaks out on Kuf of Gimel and Beis, he seems to not understand this way. He learns it's only going back in the case of Olai. He explains this far Semes, he opens up the Hei Nun as a Lashon of Ho Nami, not Hani Nami, Ho Nami, Lashon Yochid. Therefore, when the Gemara answers Olai only, and not Maducha, Olai Chzarenkis, they point out also, the Gemara says, Tzorch L'Kop Olai, and also Miyachid Luhu Mokrim. Is it Luhu or Lo? Shurashi writes Luhu, Loshin Rabim. He has two cases. Taisus Devamaskar writes Lo, Loshin Yochid, because he has one case. So first, Pshat the Sugya, what case of Chsar and Kis? According to Rashi, it's Olai and Maducho. According to Taisus, it's only a case of Olai, this board over here that you crush Chitim on top of it. It comes out, if so, my Maducho, why can a person, Maisen, not be Metautel? It comes out, we have three different reasons. Either Rav Yehuda is also Tzarech Guf Mekaymai, or Rav Nechemya and Kli Nittel El Tzarech Tashmishoi, or we have an option, maybe it's not the Sugya of Chsar and Kis. But when you have Shum inside of it, you can't be Metautel this Maducha. Why is that so? It's Chsar and Kis. So we'll have to get back to this very sadistic Rashi over here that speaks out a concept that we have Heter inside a pot, that means all of our pots are Kli Shum Lak Tel Isser. You have food inside of it, it's going to be toffled to the Heter, have a get of a heter. It's one text of the Rashba. Another text of the Rashba is going to be Mitzvah Sukkah of Kikah V'Tinik, which we'll also have to get back to, which we won't pass like. But nicely, we have Yisrael of Chsar and Kis. Now, what defines Chsar and Kis? Read the Gemara slowly, it seems to be saying two different points over here. Hakol Moedim Besichi Zayim Mizuri. Why? Kivin de Kopa Delayu Miyachalu Mokon. This is a double lotion. You makbid upon it, and you put it in a designated place. Hochanami, here also, the Gemara says what? Miyachilu makim. Says one point. Only one thing. The Gemara starts with 2 points, and ends off miyachilu makim. The Gemara is mamshach. Says, what's the case of a kudus of zahavim, or kudus of besamim? The Gemara discusses, are they nichil geda chsar and kis? It's have to be more machma of kudus of besamim. The Gemara says, why? Kapadalayu. Only one lashon, but kapadalayu. I mean, you have to realize the Gemara starts off with a double lashon, miyachle mokim. Starts the first couple of miyachle mokim, then picks only one miyachle mokim, then picks only the other one of kapadalayu. So the question is, what is the chesaronkis? Is it both one or the other? Rashi on Kuchav Kimon Beis on the Mishnah, when the Mishnah discusses two more cases of chesaronkis, a case of a mesa gadol, the case of Yesh Shemachrisho, the Gemara has four more cases over there of Chesaron Kis. It says Rashi was Chesaron Kis. He says very simple. Rashi says what Lashon? The double Lashon. A Kopad Layu and Miyachlu Mokom. So what is Chesaron Kis? So a couple of the Achronim point out the Lashon in the Rambam and the Mechaber and the Ramah and the Rui Paiskim do not bring down the Lashon of Yichud Mokom. The main yesod is akpado. The Mishabruah brings it down derech agam, the bialach, and he quotes the lashon the Gemara. Otherwise, it's not put down. You learn Shulchan Aruch, read the page. No one brings down the lashon of yichin mokoim unless they're quoting the lashon the Gemara. Otherwise, the lashon Shulchan Aruch, the nicer kalim, is always the main point, is akpado. That's the definition of chesaron kis. Hagam, there's a base mayor in Simon Shin Yod. Brought down in the Shayatin and Simon Shinyud over there in Sifkot in your test. He's discussing a wallet, a coin purse. In the olden days, you used to have these little plastic coin purses. No, they're not plastic. There's coin purses. They're very small, muchot holding coins inside. And over there it says, you cannot move it at all. Not so gufa, not so mekaimai. Come on, the baseman, he says, first of all, why? This coin purse, you're not makbid. It says the Chometz Chaim, the base mayor is hikol oy biyaser. There's not a reason why he makel. Why the ain't darich lahatbel liyachel oy mokrim? You're not miyachel the mokrim. Chometz Chaim points out you're not makbid, but oy the base mayor says not a reason, not miyachel mokrim. A second reason. Now this is a big mavucha. Those who argue on the Shaar Tzion, the Chometz Chaim, that's not pshat the base mayor Shlom Zalman, the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoi, but they point out. The Chometz Chaim saying in the base mayor he has nochakula. He wants to say you're also in the miyachin mokon. But the pashas is among the paiskim, the ikki side is akpado. That's the main concept we want akpado to make chesaron kis and not yichud mokon. Either Gemara says yichud mokon. The Gemara says it. What's going on over here? So first let's define what does it mean yichud mokon. Example, the Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoi has a question. A fancy camera. Pashas even agrees that chesaron kis. Are you miyachid a mokum for when you come home? The Pacific corner? Or you put different corners, but are you miyachid a Pacific corner for it? So said the Chodashani, what he means, of yichid mokum means, you put in a corner and you won't move from that corner for no reason. You can put it in any corner that you want. But once it's there, you won't move it from that mokum. It's a yichid mokum, I come home, I put it in five different corners. Five different places in different shelves. But I won't move it there for no reason. That's the definition of yichid mokum. Now, what is Yichud Mokom? The way the Olam says, Yeshiva Shachakiva, isn't a simon or a siba? Is it what causes the definition of akpado? Or is it a simon, Shaboy? The example of Moshe speaks out that people, some of their shmatas, they're miyachid in their house to put it somewhere. In my house, we're miyachid a certain place for you shmatas and they are not you shmatas. Miyachid Mokom. Shmatas a chesaron kis? That shows a chesaron kis? No, push it. It's not what causes it. It's not a sibush boy. It's a simon. It shows usually this makes chesaron kis. That means the yichud mokom will help you to find something. But that's not what causes the definition of chesaron kis. Where the ik is, akpado. So again, to yichud, the point of yichud in the Gemara will help you to find something. But that's not the definition. So once the ik is akpado now, how do you find akpado? What's the definition of being makbid? First shayla is, in akpado, do we look at value? Where the ikar is akpado, we're makbid. So there's a mokavam, sifkot in gimel, and shayla how exactly to read it, a mavucha among the achorinim. Or the archashulchan and onwards, all the achorinim point out, that usually when it's expensive, it's you are makbid. That's mistomo. However, there are things that are very expensive that you move all the time. And the things that are not too expensive, you won't move. The definition is not based upon expensive. Definition is mitzias. Are you makbid to move it for another reason or not? That means it can be something that's very cheap and you're makbid to be chesaron kis.
So they can be very expensive. You're not makpid, it won't be a case of chasar and kis. The side of mukso is akso. Be maksedas. Cut your mind off from it. That means, what's the definition of akpado? How do you look at this thing? Now, who defines how to look at something? Is it me personally? Okay, how I treat chfeitzim? Or is how the moin am treat different objects? Is it the balakli? Or stam bnei odom? So again, the shala how to read the Magen Avraham, but the simple understanding says El Rabba, the people of Godim, Machzor Shekel, Lucius Rad, and others, that we look at the bala chfeitz. Your akpado cannot affect my chfeitz. We go upon the owner of the chfeitz. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim, in Sifkot Nevov, the Mishibur, he writes, Vim, who ain't a makbid? Who? Him. There's Nachzor and Kis. We go after the person. Now, once you go after the person, an interesting shayla can start clearing, goes after Chosh Mishpat. You go after practically. That means I'm the father of the house. Chosh Mishpat is all mine. This paper here, let's say I'm makbid. Well, I'll get back to paper. Let's say I'm makbid. My kids are not makbid. Who exactly runs your house? Who defines chfeitzim in that house to define akpado? Is it chosh mishpat? Well, Mesa, you give up. They run the house. It's their house. Well, take it same thing to get to what he says, a husband and wife. Or if you have birds in your house, some people have birds. Who controls the house? Is it a case over here? Is it your akpado? Because the chosh mishpat is all yours? Well, Mesa, who technically really is running the house? The other people around? Who really run the house? It's a shikol das question, yishlein. What's the definition of akpado? Now we're saying the definition of akpado means to be makbin. Makbin on what? Makbin not to move? Or makbin not to use? Two different things. Not to move it at all, or not to use the chayvitz. When you open up the Torah, numerous people in the Torah, there's Torah Sef Aleph Aleph, and there's Torah Sef Aleph Beis. Ruchon Yishlein divides up the Torah into Aleph, Aleph, and Aleph Beis. The Torah starts off in Sif Aleph, Aleph. You have a case of a second Shal Shechito, case of Milo, of Seifrim. The loch is a Machbin Shlo Yetaltalam. Your Machbin not to Metaltal, that's Chesaron Kis. In Sif Aleph Beis, it's because the case of Korin Shal Basamim, says the Torah, your Machbin what Shlo Yelasses Boy Elo Malachtoi. Your Machbin not to do only its Melocho. I mean, the Torah on one case says, the first case, Besomim, on the case of Asakin, says, Machbid not to Metaltal. The case of Besomim says, you Machbid not to use it for something else. Come on the Machaber, recodes over the first case of the Torah, the case of Asakin. He says, what? You Machbid not for another Yishdamshus. He switches the words of the Torah. Says the Mishnah over there, what's a loimer? And he switches it back, means you makbin not to minotaltal. If you realize what happened here, the Torah said two things. Mechaber switched the first case, and Mishpul came along, what's a loimer? Don't make a mistake. Means makbin not to minotaltal. So back to the question, what's the definition of akpado? Not to minotaltal, or not to mishdamish over here? School of the Chofetz Chaim is saying, explain the Mechaber in the Torah, it's best, there are no two things over here. There's a siba that's causing you to be makbid. Why you do not want to use it for anything else? Once you have a siba that causes it not to use it for anything else, now there's a tzoy be makbid not to metaltal. That means you have a second shel shechito. You makbid not to cut vegetables with it. Meila, now you makbid not to metaltal at all. That means there's a siba, there's a cause, and there's an effect. But who the ikka thing is that tzoy that bother not to be metaltal. That's the Ikka idea over here. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. That's true, the Mechaber says, not to Mishtamshis. No, not to use something else. What's the Loimah and Mela, not to Metaltal. Bring your Raya. The Lochan Sepeis. We have a heavy, very heavy Kli. A break front. The Loch is, says the Mechaber, it's not Mukso. No matter how heavy it is, Sugin Ervin, Machlekes, Vipaskin, no matter how heavy it is, Mais is not Mukso. Agav, who does come out, you have a kli that's more than Mem Saw. Last Chabur was Dal Sakalim and Dal Sakarko. Something that's more than Mem Saw is Dal Sakalim, and the door that falls off this break front, will have a locha of Dal Sakalim is Ilabi Matatal, or Dal Sakarko, because we know the locha in Simon Shin Yadal and Sephalov, the Mova there says, the Mem Saw is a get of Karko. Kasha is mefurish over here in Mechabed Sebeis that it's not muksa, you can't be metaltal, and even though a door that falls on something that's more than Mamsa, it's Dasa Kalim. It can't be metaltal. Pasha black and white. Why is the Urch Shabbos and the Toys HaMuksa and Lucha HaMuksa say not that way? And they say anything more than Mamsa is Dasa Karko? I have no idea. Pasha is mefurish in Mechabed saying, it is ugly. After I see there's a conscious Ezra Eliezer, yes, Menachem Mendel Lubin, says, yeah, Dals is ugly. So no matter how heavy the Gemara says, no matter how heavy it is, no matter how big it is, no. Look at my Erevin. No. Look at my Erevin. Anything, any size. Gemara said, well, how many Kavin? 3 Kavin, 10 Kavin, what can I say? How many kavim? Gemara says 3 kavim, 10 kavim, how many kavim? There's no limit to it. That's the way that it is. There's no size of it, no matter how big it is. Kol kli afilu gadol v'kol the harbe. Gadol v'kol the harbe. Kol kli, no matter how big it is. Any kli, no matter how big it is. Any kli, no matter how big it is. No, it's not karko. It's something from the top. It's not karko. Is it? No, it is a kli.
Why is it
cargo? Well, that was my point. So, comes out of the assessment of Mishibru on this halacha v'niro. Usually, the Mishibru comes along and he quotes a shito. Pulling a grass, somebody here something with das atzmai v'niro. That's the ma'aser. Let's say not moving the brake front. Could be very careful not to move it. Like tifs of the skalkel, not to get ruined and get destroyed over here. It cannot mean nichol to get it of chasar and kiss. That means I know. My father, the brake front, had one, and his kid, his son, Yisrael Eliezer, he came along and somehow knocked it over, destroyed all his glass and all his crystal over here. I hid for a couple of hours as a young kid then. Fine, but Maisa, yeah, we should not move brake fronts because things can break, and they not that smart. Fine, and my father can tell you what happened afterwards. But, so the thing is, if you mock me not to move it, yeah, I'm still here, yes. No. So, we see over here a case over here that it's no matter how heavy it is, if you mock it not to move it, the loch is a chasarin kiss. If you mock it when? Of hefted v'kilkul. Now, this kli over here, this break front, using it constantly, going in and out, is a constant use. So, what do you mock it about only? Not to metaltal. That's the only exposure that you have. It's not to metaltal. So, you see the chavad chaim's yisoid over here is. That usually when you mock ben not to mishdamish with something else. Therefore, what's the loyma? Therefore, you mock ben not to metaltal. But let's say I have a kimto that you mishdamish, a break front. You mock ben not to metaltal, still chasarin kiss. That means the Chofetz Chaim understanding the yisod of akponda is not mock ben not to mishdamish. That just will be the sibah that causes it, therefore, mock ben not to metaltal. And therefore, what's a mock ben not to metaltal? That's nichol together of chasarin kiss. Now, the Ikka question in Chasar and Kiss, the item discusses, is Chasar and Kiss a doctor Klish from Lakhtala Isser, or even Klish from Lakhtala Eter? Shlom Zalman says it's such a basic child, there's a question why on the place given on the page to not discuss this. Now, I assume everyone knows what a Klish from Lakhtala Isser is, the Klish from Lakhtala Eter. A Klish from Lakhtala Isser is basically something that's made for Isser. You have a pen, it's made to write. You can point with it, you can scratch your back with it, but it's a Klish from Lakhtala Isser. They have a klishu makla heter, made for heter, a cup, a plate, silverware. It's made for heter. That's simple. Is chasarin kiss only by klishu makla iser, or even klishu makla heter? The Knei Boisim, in Chel Alam Sim Nudches, is a tshuva that some boy asked about his mother had a fancy wine decanter, a crystal wine decanter, that his mother will never take out, not for Shabbos, not for Yontif, only the choshev or shiva would come, or bring it out. So you have in this break front this fancy wine decanter, crystal, vechoshev. Yes, the Knei Boisim, is it muksa on Shabbos? First, can discuss, you have a golden goblet. Right, no one will take out a golden goblet, a cup, this gold, unless some vechoshev comes. It's a kli heter v'etzem, but you never use, you never take out, unless a specific situation. Only Lela said you'll take out. So what's the rest of the year? Is that chasarin kiss or not chasarin kiss? What's the Kli Shem Lakhtala Heter? So I do want to point out, the Mordechai, the Beis Yosef brings down, the case of Chasar and Kiss, what's the Lacha? It's Mutl Tzar Gufei Mekoymai. Well, every klish shemlak de leisin mutsar gufay mekaymai. So what's the Mordechai saying? Sounds like it's causing a klish shemlak de leheter. Zemiri Abuav, in the back of the Torah, he lived in the town of Beis Yosef, and he writes, any klish shemlak de leisin or leheter, those nechon negedim chasar and kiss. And therefore, the Rav Karp, in Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, he wants to bring numerous rayos, this he said, he asked Rav Liash this question, he said, a person is ready to be machmer, say, even Kli Heter is nichlan geder of chasar and kiss. The Chod HaShoni, we asked this question from Chaim Gnievsky, they want to go this way and say chasar and kiss. Maisa Nero, Roy Binyan, do not seem to hold this way among the Paiskim and the Rishonim. First in the Mefurash Ramah, in Bein Daf Yud Aleph, he writes Mefurash that way, the Kli Shemlak to the Isser is chasar and kiss, and not Kli Shemlak to the Heter. This is Russian Shuvah, the Rosh writes in Kalchal Beis, that there are four mukses. Now, like Beis Yosef writes, there are six mukses. There are four mukses. The first one is mukse machmas gufoy. The second one is mukse machmas iser. Third one is mukse machmas mitzvah. And fourth one is mukse machmas melachtoy. And what's nichol mukse machmas melachtoy? You said a chasar and kiss. The Ben Aruchim brings it down this way. And they point out, does Rashi say in Kufal Gimel and Beis? Rashi says the chasar and kiss, teloy chozi melacha acheres. Not chazi to any other malacha. Now we're discussing this malacha to another malacha. And with this, I want to answer Rashi. The Rashi, by the case of Meducha, he says, what is a Meducha? You want time to, when the Gemara answers, chasar and kiss, go inside and olay inside Meducha. Meducha, chasar and kiss. First, Kiva Eger on the Gilding by Osik Kufchot Gimel, and also Naf Pei Aleph. The Rashi writes over them, Naf Pei Aleph, Meducha is klish shumlach to the Isser. One time he's calling chasar and kiss. One time kli shemlak leiser. Says the Tila David. Says the Isha Yisrael. You know why? Because only kli shemlak leiser is chasar and kiss, but not kli shemlak leheter. Yeah. Pashas. Ma'aseh is a pnei Yeshua, and that benvov. He says it's before the way in the Torah and the Mechaber beginning of Shemun Shinchas. The Mechaber holds Dafker, Kli Isser, and not Kli Heter. Now, where is Mefurash the Mechaber at the beginning of Simon Shinchas? The way they explain either two ways. Either he says the Mechaber could goin, and the examples are Kli Shemak Kli Isser. He does not give any example of Kli Shemak Kli Heter. Sakon Shalmila, Shchito, Seifim, Ukedoimo. The way they point out, the Lashon of the Mechaber is Shloi Lasbem Tashmish Acher. His Lashon is Tashmish Acher. They point out, it must be Kli Shemlak to Leiser. The Marshal, when he wants to argue the Mordechai says, the Locha Chasar and Kiss is Mutter Tzar Guf Mekoymai. So the Marshal, what are you talking about? All Kli Shemlak to Leiser is Mutter Tzar Guf Mekoymai. That means the understanding, Chasar and Kiss is only by Kli Shemlak to Leiser. And therefore the Tayyus of Shabbos, and the Gaz, the Archa Shulchan, the Tila David, and again, we place him. Minim and Bidin hold this way, Shlom Zalman, is as common to save us for Sitzchok, Chelik Alpha Muksa, says, it's a story that Zel Choshim Oi to know, Chasar and Kiss only applies to Klish Shemlak to the Isser. The Knei Boisim, when he wanted to answer the child and negate his mother, he writes, Poshet Lukuli Almo. Everyone holds it has to be Dafter Klish Shemlak to the Isser, and not Klish Shemlak to the Heter. The story is, again, what is the content of Muksa Aksa, Maksidas? People of Maksidas think they have no Shtamshis on Shabbos. This has the stumps of heter. I choose not to. This is a kimto. If Roshi would come, I would use it. It's no aksol over here. Aksol means that the makzid das legami, not to go use it. Here there's no aksol legami. The aksol, because now I won't use it unless somebody comes. Someone comes, there's no aksol from it. The question upon this are two things that do say in the page in Shulchan Aruch. We have a case in the Ramah of Kli Schayro. We have the Mishavu's case of a breakfront. We have to answer the Chur of both cases. So first, in Sif Aleph, the Ramah brings down from the Rambam, the word in Kelim am Yuchodim l'Schayro u'mach b'dalem is nichol negedva of Chasar and Kiss. Now what is Kli Schayro? Who are any Kli Schayro? Plates, cups, silverware, and those are Kli Shemlak to Leheter. Says the Berachos David, you're right. And Tzaraya, Kli Shemlak to Leheter is nichol negedva of Chasar and Kiss. Not like most Paiskim. Myself, what did most Paiskim do? So Divya Yoel, the Sam Rebbe, the Friedeker, he has true about it, being on the Pnei Yeshua, and said Pnei Yeshua is right. example, Pshat Magid Mishnah Rambam. He wants a Taino. Echnami must be the Kim to the Ramo, discussing only Kalim that are Klishulach Lisser. So discussing pots in the store. Things that Klishulach Lisser, a pen in the store. Maisa is a Kiddush. That's not the Stimus to the Ramo. Va'id, if you look at the Chayodim, it's very small. The Chayodim says, what's Klishayro? He says, Ka'oris Klishuches Sakinim. Chayodim says, cases are Klihater. So it's very small. He writes, Kol Schayro. Any Schayro. Chor, sounds like even Kli Heter. So who are the two main truths about answer it? Okay. I'm not sure if that's... Well, that's another problem. So who are the two ways to answer it? One is the Sefer Ishi is still about 150 years ago. Not to see the Oled Tzion, the Chodesh Shoyin, they want to answer. Right now, when you sell things in the store, made to only be sold in the store, so what's the Kli made for? As the following is pointing out, if you toivel a kli right now when it's kli schayro, it's not kli achilo. What is it, Betzim? It's kli schayro. A lot of paiskim say that tefillah won't even work. What clicks among the paiskim? So the kelim in the store are kli schayro. What is schayro? You last sell things in Shabbos? It's also sell. Drabonon, but it's also sell. So it's kli shum lach deliser. All kelim in the store that's made to sell the imakbet, not to go use, by default are kli shum lach deliser. That's who they are. They're made to go sell. Kli schayro. Kli schayro. Kli shumak. This is your makbid. Sorry, kiss.
Does that even mean food?
No, because we'll get to food in Siv Dalet. I don't think so. The food won't have to get a sorry, kiss. No, get a mux at all by food. A second way of answering this question. We're saying now that so is that Betzim, I have this wine decanter that I will use when some of Choshev comes. But in general, I won't use it. What happens if you mekatze das the gamri to use it for nothing, zero, ephes? Even though a choshev person comes and won't use it, says the Tila David, and that's what Rishon Mezalman and the Vaisim and Shuvah and others. They want taina to mekatze das the gamri for no use. Then even the kli heter ichsar kis. That means they want taina. What's the lumdas over here? A kli heter, when it has a use of heter, has use of heter, not mekatze das. But zero use of heter, I'm never going to move it even for any case of heter. That is nechon negeder of even chasan kiss by kli heter. So it'll come out. We get Pesach. So it comes out in negeder to kli heter. There are two types. The kli heter that's a heter v'shtamshus. People will use be heter. Maybe a probably he won't, but would use it once in a while. That'd be nechon nana chasan kiss even the makbid. And there's somebody has no v'shtamshus at all. The zaktz over there. That means the negative chasar and kiss. For one half kamino, negative kli schayro specifically. Let's say a person is not makbid in a kli schayro. He has an historic kli schayro, he's not makbid. People could come and take. Is that nichel negative kli shumak lisser? Or is that kli heter? You see, maisa in the store, but it's vik is made to go sold. That kli is the only mutsar goof from a kaimai? Well, no. It's maisa, it's a pot, it's a silverware, it's cups, it's kli heter. One after me, no. Who with this you say, the second Malach, we're going to discuss the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says you have a break front. The break front over here, Be'etzem, you're using back and forth. It says to Mishnah Berurah, V'niro, if you come in not to go move it, not to be mafsed in the skalkul, nichol get a chasarin kiss. Aya, break front is a kli heter. The whole Ishtamshus is for heter. What are you doing? You're putting your cups inside, your crystal inside, your silver inside, your gold inside. The whole Ishtamshus is heter. It's kli heter. So they have copyright. It's right kli shemach to the heter. Nichol get a chasarin kiss. Kamu Shlom Zalman Knei Boy said, no, that's not the side. If you won't move it for any reason, that'll be nichol getter of chasarin kiss, even by kli heter. That means it came out, we start with the question, by kli heter, is there chasarin kiss? Most paikim say there are two types of kli heter. There's kli heter that's a stamshus of heter. Then echnami will not be chasarin kiss, not in the parasha. This kli heter you'll move for nothing, the halach will be nichol negeder of chasarin kiss. Therefore, for example, let's say you have a fancy crystal wine decanter, they'll move for nothing. No matter who comes, you're not going to move it. You have an antique, you're not going to move no matter what. You have a picture on the wall, Picasso, Mona Lisa, I don't know what they are, but they look strange. But you're not going to move it, very choshev, very expensive over here. You're not going to move it at all. Now, these pictures over here are noy. Nois Kli Heter. But no chance of you moving it. Says the Mishlam Zalman, Bris Oilam Ben Yashiv, or Latin, where you place him say, that's the Mishnah Brewer of a breakfront. I'm Miachidus Mokum, not going to move it. There's no chance of me moving. A Gamas Kli Heter, but I'm not going to move this picture. So therefore, Nichol and Gedev Chsaron Kis. Now, just to be clear, the Gedev picture on the wall, the Betzim are two sigas, Rida Achronim. There's one, there's pictures on the wall that have a very special value. If you mark but not move it, it's hefsid. Then there'll be another concept that people will not move it because something called kveya mokrim. That means you'll have to get the aloha and sift and aleph. That's going to be a shell among the achronim. So something's kveya mokrim, a gam is very cheap. Does it have the aloha like chasarin kiss? There'll be a sugar naf menvov, sugar of kilis chasadim. The Gemara says, miachalai mokrim, therefore chasarin kiss. Break the chasnish, but you're not makbid. So why is a chasarin kiss? So come on, the nochi aside that once you mak, you miyak and mokrim, gam is no akpod, as a get a like akpod and a chasarin kiss. That means any picture on the wall that you'll never move, a gam is no chshivis, and you're not makbid, but kfiyas mokrim gives a get a chasarin kiss. That's a chasnish. Moshe, the isim and tshuva, is that true or not? Moshe says, no, we do not go like the chasnish. Chasnish has no right to make up mukhs over here, and you come to answer the sigil. Big mavuch among the achroinim is miyach and mokrim, is then giving an extension or parameter of chasarin kiss. Shalom among the achroinim, and again, we'll have to get back to. That means, put the idea of kfiyas mokrim to the side, focus on our case, picture in the world that's very expensive, you mark me not to move it, not mitzad kfiyas mokrim, mark mitzad the expensiveness, that come along the place, can say, about the chasarin kiss, l'kuli almo. Now, the luchas in the chasarin kiss, go through some of them. Kamung, we know we have machlik, Sib Shimon, and Ibn Yudah. Is there muksa, or is there no muksa on Shabbos? We pass like Ibn Shimon, there's no muksa on Shabbos. So how in the world do we have chasarin kiss? So the Gemara in Daf Kufn and Zayin says, the Ibn Shimon is moida by chasarin kiss. So we have a Gemara that says moida. We're talking about us by Tyson and Daf Kuf Beis and Beis, Kufchav Gimel Om and Beis, that Ibn Shimon is moida this muksa. Once we do have this muksa, what's the loch that comes out from it? Is it also the Tzara Guf Mekayimah? What is Tzara Guf Mekayimah? Is it also the Tzara Guf Mekayimah or not? Again, the Beis Yosef brings down the Mordechai that says, what is the Tzara Guf Mekayimah? The obvious question is, I Gemara Kuf of Gemara Men Aleph. The Gemara said the case of Olai, the case of Maducho, Hakim and Tautel. The Gemara answers, why? Chasarin Kis. That means the Gemara is against the Mordechai. The Jewish on the page asks the question, he answered the Tzara Guf Mekayimah. That's the Mordechai Shito. Tosfos by us is very clear. And Kufchav Gimel Beis, and the Rosh says, it's also the Tzarech Gufoi. Ben Yeruchim, Tzarech Gufoi is also. What about the Tzarech Mekayimoi? Let's say you have a Chasarin Kis, you have a fancy camera, you want it's on your bed, you want to move off the bed to go sleep on the bed. A Tzarech Mekayimoi could be also by Chasarin Kis, Mutu by Chasarin Kis. To come on the Beis Yosef and says, just like we have Rashi on Kufchav Beis and Beis, it says, by Klishul Machl Isser, it's also Tzarech Kufoi, Koshkein Tzarech Mekayimoi, who didn't get a Chasarin Kis, if it's also Tzarech Kufoi, Koshkein Tzarech Mekayimoi. Says the Naziris Shimshon, before the Bikivagar, he says, what are you talking about? Let's look at the Yesh Lechalik. A Klishul Machl Isser, Chazal asked the Tzarech Kufoi, they asked the Tzarech Mekayimoi, but that's Chazal. The idea in the Gedda Muksa Machmel Chasarin Kis is what Yak Tzah is. Yak Tzah is what? Not to use it for something else. Tzarech Gufoi was Yak Tzah. Tzarech Mekayimoi, that's not Yak Tzah. It's blocking you. You want to go use the bed, there's no Yak Tzah over here. Therefore, wants to say Tzarech Mekayimoi, the Maisa is Mutter. As always, Dr. Nazir Shimshin. I didn't hear you, or maybe we'll get to. The Maisa, Tosfos, and the Mamdal is very clear, it's also Tzarech Gufoi and Mekayimoi. The Miri, the Ritva, the Taisirid. And the Mechaber says, he starts off that way, he says very clearly, what's Alocha? It's also Tzarech Gufoi and Mekayimoi. The Dakar Moshe says that way, when Cheshamba says, Chas V'Shom to be Samech upon the Nazir Shimshon. Now the question is why? He had a good chilek. Why in the world is Tzarech Mekayimoi also? So again, either the basis of his svar is, it's a Koloshkein. Tzarech Gufoi is also solely Tzarech Mekayimoi. But there's a very important Kivegar. The Kivegah is a Yisai that we'll get back to Be'er Hashem in a week from now. Now he discusses what happens when you have a klishim lachtel iser that has zero hishtamshus. What the swarm in English will call category 2, or they'll call it in Hebrew sug bet. So the Shabbat calls it sug bet. The klishim lachtel iser that's sug bet. That means it has no hishtamshus. For example, a pen. You write with and has hishtamshus. You can scratch your back, you can point with. A candle. Let's call a candle klishim lachtel iser. What other hishtamshus does it have? No other hishtamshus. So when you have a candleless klish shemalachtel iser, that's category 2, and there's no other shtamshus, how exactly do you look upon it? Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there's no other shtamshus, in essence, that's a rock. A rock has no shtamshus on Shabbos. It's true, this candle might have shtamshus during the week, but let's look on Shabbos per se. So on Shabbos, every klish shemalachtel iser, there's no other shtamshus, by default, comes out muksa machmas gufay. What's the locha of a rock that's muksa machmas gufay? It's also tzarek gufay mekaymai. Therefore, Reb Kiveger calls it a zero shemshin and says, let's analyze it. You're saying over here the chsaron kiss is also tzarek gufay. That means it has no shtamshus to use for it, whether it's own use or any other use. By default, that's klishul lachla iser, that's no other shtamshus. No other shtamshus, that's muksa machmas gufay. That's a rock. A rock is also even tzarek mekaymai. Now, do we pass it like this or not? And Louis Reyes, we'd love to get back to in a week from now. But it's very important you say from Kivager on the Zir Shimshin, which we'd love to get back to analyze how to understand this site. I said we'll have to get back to it. A third way of answering this question is that you can say, Echonami, just like your Makatze Das, not to go use it. So the Binyom Mazelbi, Makatze Das, not to Metalton, so Makamai. I am Makatze Das, it's Choshev. So three ways of answering why the local mindset is paskin, the tzarkufa tzarkum akomelim mindset is also. So now we have a shiloh. You have a very fancy camera on your bed. You want to go to sleep. What's the option? Do you have other ways of moving muksa? That means we'll get to halachas that even a rock, you move begufay with your foot. Can you move chsaron kiss with your foot? You can be Minara rock. Can Minara it? Is the head of covered up Rias by rock? Yes. Do we say that by over here? Is it Mekatze Das? Will have soon a Terim? Or not? So I point out, let's read the first base Seisa very slowly. Beginning with Seven Shin Ches. He starts off saying, the Muksa Machmas Chsaron Kis, Ein Leit Sad Letatle. He cannot be Metatlet. However, Muksa Machmas Gufoy, he comes along and says, then after 13 a Terim, how to go move it? 13 other things. The fifth thing he says, you know what? On Metatl of the Beis HaKisei Kavlabrius, there's a heter. The 11th case of On Menara, there's a heter. The last case of 13, the Tiltu Begufoy. I mean, it starts with Chsaron Kis, there is no heter. Muksimach Begufoy has 13 Atayrim. Coming to Prima Godin by us, the beginning of the Simen, he says, the Beis HaKisei is telling you, there is zero heter. Not only Shalkuf Mekayim is also, but even Tiltu Begufoy is also. Even near his ulcer. Everything Lamaisa is ulcer. Mecha Shabbos, Torah Shabbos, they want me to choish this way and say Lamaisa, it's ulcer. Let's first finish this chalak. Lamaisa, Numis Achonim point out that Numis Paiskim does not seem to be this way. Whether it's Torah Shabbos or Kiveger, Mishmur by Osses of Kod and Hay, he says you have a case of Nadin im Sakinim. You have over here this keyring with a sacking inside of the sheath, with a sacking inside. So the bosl is leheter, umutal anar. I'm anarit. Says Meshibu and Simon Shinya Beis, you want to use paper, which he calls Chsaron Kis, we'll get to his manasseh. He wants to use it for Beis HaKisei, Kavlabrius, Miachinet, Maiset's mutter. And he's quoting the Beis Yosef. So Tiladov, he's quoting Beis Yosef. Let him use a Chsaron Kis, Miachinet. I use it for covered up Rias. Slight steer over here. To come with Tosfos Shabbos, I want to say what the Beis Yosef over here is saying the idea of Chsaron Kis cannot be metaltal for no reason. Muksa Machmas Guva has numerous cases allowed to be metaltal. But some of them, the head is not mitzad, you being metaltal. That means you learn the sugar of Tiltu Begufay, you have something on the floor, you want to kick it with your foot. We hold your leg, kick any muksa with your foot, when the most place came even with Tzarek Yisr. Why is it mutter? Are you moving muksa? decided they had to send out Rishonim and Paiskim, Lav Shmei Toto. Why is near Mutter? Lav Shmei Toto. I mean, of course you can't move Moksa. But Chasaron Kiss, you can't move. But the Gufoi is Lav Shmei Toto. Blowing it, Lav Shmei Toto. Near, Lav Shmei Toto. They have no one time for this reason, but you can, let's say you have this camera in the bed, what do you do? If you want to go with your mouth and pick it up with your mouth and put it somewhere else, look, Lomais, no problem. That's called Toto the Gufoi. No, I, again, can do Toto. The Gufoi is Lav Shmei Toto. Sorry? I said most Paiskim, and I meant Mishmur Udim, Uroi Vishayim, not like Chazmish. Now, to go through different cases, the first Rabbaner, when he starts off, he has a wonderful Sefer on Muxer, to Tulei Shabbos. So over there, he quotes Rav Moshe by Chasaron Kiss, that advises not to enumerate the case of Chasaron Kiss, because society changes. That means things that used to be based upon technology was very fragile, is not that way anymore. Things that used to be very expensive are could be cheap. People appreciate things differently. People don't even know what a tape recorder even is, what's a record even is. So things change over time, and the value of things, how to deal with it, things change. So it's very hard to define what Nichol Negedah of Chasaron Kiss, giving examples, looking back at different diaries. You have to just apply it practically. One thing discussed, what's brought down the page, is a blank piece of paper. Kamal Magavram, and the Tais of Shabbos, and the Eli Rabba, and the Graz, and the Mishabur, they all say Chasaron Kiss. In those days, you had an envelope someone sent to you. You opened up, you took out the piece of paper, and then you say the envelope to go write your Shem Torahs or whatever it was needed for. Paper was very expensive. Bizman Hazeh, is paper Chasaron Kiss or not? So Moshe writes in Shuv on Archaim Kaladalsim and Ayim Beis, discussing, can you have a piece of paper as a bookmark? On Shabbos, I take it out, it's Muxel. And he writes, Afilu Bizman Hazeh Chasaron Kiss, Deloy Metzinu Abar Das, told the story for no reason. No one take paper and destroy it for no reason. Any bar das would do that. But Noam Zilber has a truth that way in Chilek Yud Aleph. We brought this question to Mechaim Knievsky. The Megill Sefer wants to be Moisev Nochasor, and he points out that in the Gerah to a case of a hammer, when you use it to crack a knot, it still has a stamshus to banging a nail. When you take a piece of paper and use it as an airplane, or you stamp crumble it up, it loses a stamshus. Avada Chasaron Kiss. Who would go use it for something else? The Lord's Shamshus over here. And therefore, Rabbanan and Sefer is mitzad to be machmer. If Simcha Bonham says, paper is Chasaron Kiss. Again, you want to know what? If Simcha Bonham writes in the Sefer, that's two English farmers say to be machmer on paper. Outside of Shani, some people over here seem to want to argue. And of Shlomo Zalman, and of Yashiv, and of Vosner, and the Shmir Shabbat Chosoy. I guess Bizman Hazeh, some people are not Bardas. Just look around. That means, for example, you have a piece of paper on the floor. Some of us will pick it up and maybe put it on the shelf where the paper is. But I think most of us will just crumble up and put it in the garbage. Because today, paper is very cheap. I got in the past couple of months, it went up. I know it went almost double the price. But still, myself, the other now, they seem to treat it. They seem to give it not too much chashivas. I really think it depends on the person in the household. That means if you go to my father's house and there's paper on the floor and you pick it up, put it in the garbage, he'll ask you, what are you doing? What do you mean? It's a piece of paper. It's a good piece of paper. Put it back in the paper where all the paper is and save it. You come to my house, whether because my kids control the house or because they gave up my house for whatever reason, might say, it's on the floor, you pick it up and put it in the garbage. So it could be, it depends on the generation, the society, depends on the mash of things. I think most of us over here will argue the point that they're not makshiv, it's not nok put over here in Chasaron Kiss. But if you go to my father's house, my still paper on Shabbos will be, I think, Chasaron Kiss. Now, after we can say it's Chasaron Kiss, we'll have to get to other muxes. Maybe a muxa machmas gufoi. Maybe it's klishum lach le iser. You have no other cases now. But I think most of us will understand it's Chasaron Kiss, unless you're, I think, in the older generations in their houses, you start clearing. Another case of Chasaron Kiss on the page. The Rambam brings down the case, the Rambam, of Kli Oim L'Schayro. Just maybe make it practical. Sometimes we get presents, whether it's outfits or even bechers or stuff like that, that we plan to return to the store. We're not going to use it. Kabbalah the place Kibshom Zalam, Yashav, the Khoshom Nishmer Shabbos, and others, that's Kli Oimel Eschayo. That's Ksar and Kiss. And that means you get an outfit you plan to return, that is Kli Eschayo. You can't, someone see what outfit you got as a present, I will show it to you because you want to see what it is. You can't take that on Shabbos, that's Moksa Makmas Gufay. No, you're returning it. It is your Kli Eschayo. Your Makbin, not to get ruined, you want to return it. You want to switch it, you are Makbin. You think if a kid wants to see it, you won't let them touch it. If an adult, I'll maybe take it out, but then you won't mishamish, you won't use it, Nala use it. Then the Khashimish, but you won't do it. Forget they point out. Let's say there's a store that's Kli Eschayo, but he lends out things all the time, he doesn't care. I'll tell the people who buy it, he doesn't care. All the people who just take it. Echnam is not potter. Won't be nichon to get up sorry kiss. That means not dim yuchin Kli Eschayo. Didn't Kli Eschayo that you makbid? On your own house, you plan to return over here. One of the main challenges that comes up is your kelim that I'm yuchin for Pesach, that everyone knows after Pesach, you put it away, you lock it up, like Sanjur Gnarach, you have to lock it up, put a simon over there. Come along Shabbos, and you ran out of plates, ran out of a becher, you can't find the becher. So my parents' house, they used to have the bite of them, they put away all the kelim. So you want to go and take out, we had one child, we spoke out and gave it to Baino, it's a fake wall over there. You allowed to take the album inside of Baino and say, sir. Fine. But you allowed to take out the kelim over there and use it on Shabbos during the year. Is that Kli Shel Malach Leheter? And if with no chasar and kiss, and go take it? Well, no. Ma'aseh nichon l'geter of Yemi Makbid, not to use it at any specific time. It's not a specific situation for Adam Choshev that he can come all year round. You'll never take it down for Pesach. My mother caught me taking something down from Pesach during the year. That doesn't happen. Will not happen in my house. No, it stays there. All year stays there. You can't take it down. Now what? Can't take it out. Is that chasar and kiss or not? Says the Orchon Shabbos, it's not the person, it's the time. A vada that's not going to get up chasar and kiss. That's chasar and kiss. That means kelim on Pesach, all year round chasar and kiss. It's not the sheni, you said the debatino, or the iskerson to Shlomo Zalman. He says, let's say a person is machbid, not to wear his suit on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Now on Shabbos, chasar and kiss. You know what? In certain places and houses, the chulent that's made for Shabbos morning, don't touch Friday night. You better not touch it Friday night. So you makbid on a set time not to use it. Friday night, don't touch it. So Friday night, chasar and kiss. That means, Seb Shom Zaman, you tell me a time is chasar and kiss. That's nichon l'geter chasar and kiss, because I'm makbid not to use it at a certain time. He says, Shabbos, we use challah, not bread. Not bread is chasar and kiss. No, because time, Seb Shom Zaman, time does not make chasar and kiss. Your stamshis is better. That's not chasar and kiss. Void, not the reason said B'nim Azil, but if you really analyze it, why is makbid not to touch the kelim of Pesach? Because you want to deal with the aspect of getting new ones. More because you're lazy. Don't want to kasher it. Because you want to be tired with it. You don't want to deal with it. You're not makbid because there's something chashiv is going on over here. I'm makbid because I don't want to deal with it comes Pesach. Someone tells you, you know what, I'll buy you brand new ones, I'll kasher everything, put it all back and even nicer. Person will really care? Go take it. Go use it. You might not trust them. They might say, no, you really trust the person, why not? So what's the taina? That's not lechon get of chasar and kiss. Or a third reason, you want the question to Mr. Karelitz, he wrote back to us, can you bet him that shimush of the cup or the plate, not makbid from. Makbid at the time, but not on the shimush itself. So my son Mughal Sforim, what? Something cold? Again, but yeah, tell that to my mother, go ahead, try that. It's not going to happen. But nice to come down among the swarm and machlokes of shokel. The shikel das question: how do you look at things that miyuchud for time? Is that nichol lekantiv of chasar and kiss or not? Another example of a place that was caused by chasar and kiss is Ramon and Simon Tovreish and Ches. Because it's an esrog on Shabbos, esrog on Shabbos, the esrog of mitzvah. The person has no mitzvah on Shabbos is a chasar and kiss. Says Ramon is mutl taltul. Why? Because you can go smell it. Says the swarm is manenu, or even I was manenu, Toysu Shabbos, the Orchaner and others, Orchon Shulchan. Today, especially if you have a pitten, no one will let you pick up the esrog that you spend $100 on, or even 100 shekels on, to go smell. We don't smell our esrog for whatever reason. Therefore, the churn esrog on Shabbos, Sukkos, nichol together of chasar and kiss.
Now, what about a driver's license? On Shabbos? No, it's made for mitzvah. Most of the asrogim afterwards, most of them are not used for achila. No. Now, what about a driver's license? Is that chasar and kiss? So, says to Tulei Shabbos, Simcha Bonim, Nachmas Yisrael, Torah Samuk, so all four nichol and get a chasar and kiss. Chasar and kiss. Now, I really have a hard time with that. I think a lot of us, what we do, we want to underline things. We have a license to take out, we underline. We do take it out. I think the Metzius is, I see what Rebbe says, why is that chasar and kiss? Another example they speak out, are two dozen zahut, that according to Israeli law, I think everyone has to walk around with. It's a chasar and kiss. So the Mincha Shabbos, you want to say it is, and therefore the Yashiv, the Shalma Yehuda, the Urcha Shabbos, the one time is nichol and get a chasar and kiss. I really have a hard time understanding that. I think, true, it's a hassle to get a new driver's license and a tuna zot. But the best ride that people are not makbid is lots of times you find it left behind in the shender. That means the guy took it out during, say, didn't underline something, scratch something, whatever reason. Right. So I think a tuna zot and a driver's license, I think those things are not chasar and kiss. I feel myself also by the case of a tuna zot is not chasar and kiss. Minchas Yaakov, Minchas Osher, they won't say it's Nachasar and Kiss. I think that's the Metzias wise. That's the point over here. Maybe the old generation is different. If I can't buy a passport, I think the way how people deal with it is Chasar and Kiss. I can't argue the point, a passport and a Zahut is the same level of a hassle. But the way how we treat it, I think most of us have a set place in the house where we put it. And most of us, when we have to bring it to Yeshiva, put it in Yeshiva, we would not take it out to underline. I think most of us are very makbid about it. And therefore, most of them say that, again, a passport is a metzias of chasar and kiss. I think that's what it is. That's true.
Does it not have to be a queen?
I'm not sure what nafik mida will come out. So, fine. So, Bez Hashem, adkan chasar and kiss. Hashem, the next couple will be the sugya of Kli Shumak to Isser. Now, on the page, there's not too much. Off the page, there's tons of things to go see. Since my father does not like when I have extra long chabura, so maybe the next time we'll drive to two chaburas, either Tuesday and Wednesday, or Wednesday and Thursday. Depends what the Shai Tzedek says, what I can go do. But by this time, I think I'd like to divide the next chabura into two chaburas, make it a little bit less, so my father can handle me. Aslacha.